The question was asked, if we are taught that one does not have to rebuke, if they know for a fact that the rebuke won't be accepted, then why were the sages held accountable for not rebuking when Bar Kamtza was kicked out of the event? So the term the Gemara uses is not a term of tochacha, rebuke. The term the Gemara uses is machu bei. That means to protest. It's not only a question of rebuke. Sometimes if a person is present and something's happening, a person has to protest and say, I don't agree with this. And it's not a question of rebuke. It's a question of I'm not a silent corroborator with what's happening here. Sometimes our responsibility in life is not about rebuke. I won't succeed in rebuking the person. He's not listening to me. But it's still important to say, I don't agree. I'm sorry, this is wrong, and I don't agree with what you're doing. And if we don't do that, then sometimes in the eyes of people, and sometimes even in the eyes of heaven, we're held accountable. And it's worth noting that the Talmud doesn't say the rabbis should have said A or B or C. The Talmud says that Bar Kamtza said, Ho'il v'avuyat v'rabanan, Bar Kamtza said, the rabbis were sitting there, v'lo machubei, they did not protest, shma mina kanichalu. So that's proof that they're okay with it, the fact that he kicked me out of there. So again, it doesn't say that the Talmud agrees with Bar Kamtza, but even Bar Kamtza's claim wasn't the rabbis should have rebuked him, but rather, they should have protested. And that's another concept. Sometimes in life, our job is to protest.